This is not a test.
Let me let you in on a little secret, okay? Roadblock is just a clever name that some idiot in marketing came up with. It has nothing to do with you. You are not a roadblock. You are, at best, maybe a speed bump or a pothole. You're gonna get hurt permanently.
Hey, hurt. Hurt's not so bad in delusional. Hey, being delusional's got me this far. I'd rather be delusional than be whatever you are.
I'm going straight for the top, you know I cannot stop. If anyone can do it, I can do it. I'm taking over alone, I'll do it on my own. I see the wall and I push right through it. I feel a fire burning, there's nowhere for you to hide.
You know the test is real. If you want to be half as ill, just make some steel with an iron will and a little bit of mass appeal.
And welcome back to the one and only Wrestlecast, episode 108, because I didn't look it up beforehand.
Yep, 108.
That's what I thought. And as I'm starting to record, my dog's doing the smart thing, and she's getting off the bed away from me and the microphone so I don't have to hear her snore. I have trained her well. And this is where we like to talk about, well, wrestling. I'd like to have a serious conversation about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. If you want to get a hold of the show, let us know your thoughts, questions, concerns, whatever, you can email us. Wrestlecast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @Wrestlecast. And you can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Wrestlecast. Pretty much sums it all up. And let's get into the week of wrestling. And we are going to start with, well, I am Heavy Set. We also have the Biohazard.
What's up, Heavy?
How you feeling?
Like Bastion Booger.
Dead?
Oh.
Is he dead?
I don't think he's dead.
I wouldn't be surprised if he is. I think he is. I think I looked him up, and I thought he was dead.
I don't think he is.
Interesting fact, you know who is dead? Sapphire. Like, 20 years ago.
We also have Mr. Old School.
Cock talk.
How's it going, guys?
With the soundboard. We should have you on every week, and just you can be our soundboard guy.
Sure. There you go. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Don't forget to call.
Yeah. Don't be shy, Benny.
I'm not your buddy, friend. Anyway, we also have Katie, the First Lady.
Just when you thought there wasn't enough testosterone on this show. Hi.
Did she say that she's a dude? Like, I don't get that.
I'm tired. I don't care.
Well, speaking,
just for the rewind, Bastion Booger is dead. He died September 2010.
Sucka. Anyway, speaking of not enough testosterone, Andy Anderson.
I knew that was coming.
You got nothing else?
Hi, everybody. No, I'm nothing. I didn't figure I'd be on the show because, okay.
All right, keep tossing. Keep tossing approvals.
I was supposed to clean the house, my house. It's my wife's birthday. She's out getting her hair done. And I was able to get the kids to bed, but the house is a freaking disaster. And then I got to get the Skype call, and I'm talking to my friends, and I'm roped into the show, and I'm going to get a tongue lashing here in a little bit, so I'll probably
spoiler alert.
I have to put myself on mute.
No, keep it on mute. This can be a part of our best of episode that we're planning, or episodes. And we could just
me on mute.
No. Don't go on mute.
Oh no! Come on.
We can listen. Actually, keep your headset on. Get really close to your wife while she's yelling at you, so we can hear.
I have my phone on right now. I'm trying to log. Oh, wait a minute. So this doesn't make any fucking sense. I can't log into Skype, but now the Skype's up on my, I don't know. Okay. Talk to me a little bit. I'm trying to get on my computer.
Is it where Skype's showing two different pages? One says log in and one's not. One's
yes.
Already logged in. Mine's doing that. It's been doing that. As long as you click on the one that's already logged in, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a common thing. Anyway. We also have Carp.
Howdy, folks.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
My car is fine. Now shut up. the new used car, I should say. So.
For now, until you park at my house.
Hey, so far our all beer recordings at Kevbo's has worked a lot better. So I think we just record there from now on.
Are you insulting my venue?
I'm insulting the luck of your venue.
Fair enough.
That and we can't have a certain other podcaster over because he'd be so loud he'd probably get you evicted.
Yep, good point.
Well, let's start the show like we always do. Keep, toss, or improve. And we're going to start
with our people's champ. Wait, what?
With the mother loving new. Nope, wrong show. We're going to start with Annie Anderson.
Come on, I wasn't supposed to be on the show. I don't even know what the... Okay, I wrote an email. I got to try and remember what I put on the email.
You want to read the email right now?
No, I don't want... I can't... I don't have the email pulled up.
I want you to read your email because it's perfect.
I checked it like 3 times, so it should be good. Anyway, I want to improve the Ryback and Kalisto segment. I thought Ryback just kept talking and talking and talking and talking. Can he just be a fucking monster and just beat the shit out of people? I mean, he didn't even need to say anything. Just grab the little Mexican guy and kill him.
Because that's been working so well for him right now. He's just at the top of his game, going around beating people up.
See, I thought the promo itself was not bad considering his other promos, but I thought it was going to be setting up him and Kalisto at Mania or something like that, and it turned into him rambling about Kalisto should break up with Lucha Dragons, and it didn't make any sense.
It's like he's trying to be a tweener. He's trying to be, oh, well, this is what you should do because you're a good guy and I respect you. No, fuck that respect you shit. You got title. Me want title. Me kill. That's what we need.
To me, it came off as like a backhanded compliment, especially when the camera really displayed the size difference. And it was more of he was coming off as like, I'm better than you. This is what you should do. That's how I interpreted it.
What scared me a bit is Kalisto's the exact same height as JoJo.
Well, you know, if they did it, he'd be at the breast, you know, size. So that's all right.
You got the crickets loaded up on that yet?
Still working on it.
Okay. No, it's going to be great. This might be the best episode ever. All right, what else you got, Andy?
Okay, and then what the fuck did I want to toss? I'm going to toss Shane from showing any wrestling moves at all. I mean, I think they should have just held off on that. I didn't want to see those fake pulled punch shit that he did. I mean, they're fucking jobbers. If you're going to hit those guys, hit them. I mean, that's going to be the highlight of their career.
I agree with what T-Mac said on the Spanish announce table of how, like, the punches were bad, but everything else was good. Like, maybe he was just too afraid he was going to hit them. Because the punches did come off really awkward. Like,
yeah.
Like when someone, like, shadow boxes, almost.
Keep in mind, too, it's been a while since he's been in the ring, so I think it's better he works the kinks out on Raw than at WrestleMania against The Undertaker.
Yeah, but, I mean... Do you have to be in front of a lot? I mean, do it in a house show or something then. Don't do it, like, on live TV. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but keep in mind, like, I'm not speaking from experience or nothing, but just if you look at it logically, I don't know if you can really practice that the same, you know, in front of 3 people than you would in front of 20,000. It seems to me like you have to do it a couple times.
Hasn't he been posting on his social media stuff that he's been training with the Gracies in MMA?
Yeah.
They should also have him at the performance center, like, working out, so.
But that's different from, like, fake punching somebody in the face. You know, like, when you're doing MMA stuff, you're trying to hit the guy. This, you gotta hold back, so, again, not speaking from experience, but it seems like you'd have to do it a couple of times just to work out the kinks.
Even then, they were just some lowly security guards. You should have really cracked one in the head. Although, then there's the possibility of bear punching somebody, you're breaking a hand, so there's that.
Breaking a hand, any type of injury that could have happened to the particular enhancement talent, local talent.
He needs to learn to train like Nate Diaz, fucking not fight for a long time and go beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, but Shane McMahon's not allowed to smoke as much pot as he does, so.
I mean, he probably can, but...
I don't know, do they smoke pot in Japan?
Probably. I think he's living here now, though, because I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing this storyline. Because I want to say they end up changing his roles a couple of years ago, I thought, where he could be home with his family more and all that kind of stuff. Because I don't think he was exactly 100% living in Japan, like at least his family wasn't, as far as what I've understood.
So the question is, Geisha girls or no? You think he did?
With three sons? Probably not.
Yeah, he's not that CEO in Japan, in China anymore. He stepped down in 2013.
I thought they just changed his... Well, he's not CEO, but he
stepped
down
as CEO, but remains vice chairman of the board. Mm-hmm. So basically kind of what Stephanie's role is, I think, in WWE right now. Like, her real role.
And I think he's able to, like I said, he's able to leave. Like, he doesn't have to, like, stay in Japan the whole time. He can...
It's China, but yeah.
Or China. Why say Japan?
Maybe that was the whole deal. They were trying to get the Chinese market over there. So
tomato. calm down, Charlie.
Quebecian, French, same fucking thing.
Agreed.
New Zealand, Australia, same fucking thing.
Italian, Greeks, same shit.
Same hole.
Ah, that's what I was thinking. All right. Speaking of same hole, we'll go with Biohazard.
Oh. Anyway, I'm going to... I want to keep New Day versus Jericho and Styles. I thought the match itself was really good. There was a couple of close calls. Although I'm pretty sure we all predicted that Jericho was going to turn on AJ. The match itself, I think, was one of the matches of the night. Great back and forth. Now, the only thing that I didn't like about it is the fact that they released Y2AJ shirts on WWE Shop and then turned around and broke them up the next week.
So I guess they're selling it at a heavy discount right now.
For sure they did that move to be assholes. I mean, I'm going to the house show on Friday, so I'll see if they have that shirt on sale there or not.
I heard they dropped them off at all third world countries, like Canada.
Hey, whoa. First of all, you guys...
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Is it on sale yet? Let's see.
Do they have their own separate singles match at WrestleMania, or do they get inserted into a multi-man match? Like, what do you guys think?
I think multi-man match.
Single match.
Yeah.
See, I was wanting them to be in that Intercontinental title picture. I guess they're still going with the multi-man match for that. But the way it's looking like they're going for a singles match at Mania.
I think that's dumb. I thought they should have kept them together, but that's me. I mean, who wants to see it the fourth time? I don't.
Y2AJ shirt is not discounted. And to add insult to injury, it's on pre-order. It's not going to get it's not getting sent out till March 23rd.
Yeah, it's getting canceled.
That means anybody that ordered it right when it was available just kind of lost $25.
Well, I don't think it's like being able to say you have the shirt. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, just like being able to say, yeah, I got a Chris Benoit shirt. Let's just try to bring that to the show.
Speaking of shirts, I got my pro wrestling tee stuff in. My mystery shirt was a Broken Skull Ranch shirt.
And I got my shirt in. Why didn't you Snapchat me back, Bio?
Because I've been sick for 3 days.
I got it last week. Like I said, I Snapchatted you the picture of me with the Bullet Club, and you're like, oh.
It was probably one of those days I was at work, or I worked 5 straight, and then I got sick, so.
You're supposed to too-sweet me, bro. Can't too-sweet me. Anyway, keep toss or improve.
I don't really have an improve or a toss this week, other than what AA was saying about the Ryback thing.
Say it ain't so.
Well, it wasn't, like I said, the promo itself was better than what he's done before, but he just started rambling, and it was like, if he's going for that character, like a heel monster character or whatever he's doing, don't ramble. Just say what you're going to say. I think you should break up, go on a singles run and fight me or something. You know, don't just ramble on and on and on and on.
Kind of like you're doing?
Yeah.
At least you're interesting.
Oh, thank you, Katie. That's it.
Nothing else? That's all the thing you had?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Okay. I mean, NXT was really good, so I mean, that's about it.
Last week or this week?
Last week. I have not watched this week's episode yet.
Neither have I. Granted, I know the ending, but whatever.
We all knew the ending about 2 months ago, so.
Well, you could probably guess the ending after Monday night.
That too.
Speaking of which, let's go to Cart.
Yeah, well, I think just put my keep Sami Zayn on the main roster, feuding with Kevin Owens. It worked when it first ever happened in IWS. It worked in PWG. It worked in ROH. There's no way it's not going to work in WWE. And with the multi-man match that I hear they're planning for the IC title, I'm very excited for WrestleMania. So, I mean, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens just know how to work off each other. And then if they need to, it'd be very hard, but you could turn Owens' face and have him as a tag team again. So with Zayn up, the possibilities are endless now for me. Matches with AJ, matches with Neville. I'm really looking forward to Sami Zayn's main roster run.
Obviously very smart to continue the feud with Kevin Owens. I have a feeling this is the beginning, or at least the beginning of the WWE's eyes and some of their history of one of the greatest rivalries we're going to have for the next, like, 5 years, if not longer, but just nice round number.
Agreed.
And then
I could see it being like a John Cena, Randy Orton kind of thing.
I mean, did any of you guys see their feuds in ROH or any of the U.S. feds that they were in?
I've only seen one match between them, and it was Ring of Honor. It was the big ladder match they had. I remember the high spot was they had two ladders set up, a ladder sprayed across the middle, and Kevin Owens hit the pile driver on El Generico onto the middle ladder.
Yeah, that package pile driver was amazing to see live close at the indie shows.
Yeah, that's the only match I've seen them in, and it was a really good match.
What else you got?
Toss Ryback. Just get rid of him. We don't need him anymore. To me, like, the monster big men is slowly disappearing from the product. I find even the fans as well are turning on the big men now, especially, like, Big Show, please retire. And we haven't seen Kane, obviously, since that Ryback walking away thing. And then that's another thing. They didn't even keep that going where Ryback walked out on these guys and they were like, oh, what an asshole, we should beat him up. It's just like, it stopped. So, and I mean, I've never really been impressed by Ryback either. So if he's one of the Black Tuesday, I think it's called, after WrestleMania, let goes, no big loss in my opinion. So
I want to keep Ryback doing CM Punk taunts in Chicago.
That's great.
But live Ryback is, I mean, he's one of those guys that you see him and he's like, holy shit. I mean, he's just seen him live. I mean, he's worth that, I think.
I saw Awesome Kong live, and I was more impressed with Awesome Kong live than I was Ryback live. So, I don't know, there's just something about Ryback I've never really, really liked. Even from his Ryan Reeves in Tough Enough to his Skip Sheffield Nexus angle. Like, to me, I've never liked him. So.
But he's the Silverback.
Yeah. So, and that would be my toss for the week, and, well, for a while.
You're starting to sound like me. But I promised I wouldn't bash Ryback, so.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the two other times I've been on here, I bashed the Bellas, so figured it was time for a change.
I got their pop figures.
What about the Sting Pop?
Wolfpack. What about the what?
Wolfpack Sting Pop. Talking about bio.
Yeah, I saw it. I would want that more than the regular Sting.
I guess it's
But I got my order of pops in, but we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah, I bought some too. It looks like it's GameStop pop.
Yeah, my GameStops around here always have their exclusives in stock, so.
Yeah, I just went and, yeah, we'll talk about that. I just recently bought two new ones that were GameStop exclusives. Old school, Mountie, Pierre de Moose.
Yeah, Pierre de Moose.
Keith.
Who's that? I want to keep the crowd.
Keith, toss or improve.
Yeah, keep the crowd.
No, Keith, toss or improve.
Keith, toss or improve? I want to Keith the crowd.
You want to Keith the crowd?
Yeah, absolutely. But honestly, that crowd, man, and, you know, I hate to give props to Chicago because, you know, Chicago, but they were fucking passionate in most of the segments. Oddly enough, except for the main event for some reason. Maybe they're just tired or whatever it was, but they really, I mean, during that AJ Styles, Chris Jericho tag match with the New Day, man, I've never heard a crowd pop like that in a while. And that was a predictable fucking match, but they just got into it, man. Even when Zayn came back, they got a good reaction. The women got a good reaction.
Asshole chant.
I'm telling you, man, like, I find that, you know, if you get a passionate fan base, you see that in NXT. It brings the match up a notch, and it gets you more into the match when the crowd reacts like that.
Yeah, I think that's why I would say the AJ Styles Jericho New Day match was one of the better matches of the night, just mainly because of that crowd and the athleticism of the talent. But
the
crowd
really
pulled you into it.
Yeah, you take that crowd out of it, I don't think you like that match as much.
If you put him in, let's say, Greenville, South Carolina, yeah, might as well be sitting on your hands.
That's the only time that I can approve, during the Vince segment, of a CM Punk champ.
Yeah.
Because it was basically like, okay, you know, I got the best of you guys, so it's like, all right, we're going to throw this back at him. When they stopped chanting, the quote that I would love to have heard Vince say is like, oh, and that quit too. I'm like, yeah. I see that quit too.
Yeah, but it's almost better to ignore it, though, but because you don't want them to keep saying it. But yeah, that's a tough spot. But that would be good.
I thought he did say something like that.
No.
He said that stopped or something too.
Well, he just said, oh, that stopped. Like, he didn't acknowledge that. Because if he would have said, like, oh, because he's like, we'll see how long this lasts. And then, like, a couple seconds later, it stopped. And that's when I think he should have said, oh, that quit too. Or I see that quit too.
Yeah. He could have been like, oh, you guys gave up as quickly as he did. Something like that.
I think they're past bashing him, though, because I think Vince down the road is going to want him to come back. Triple H and the rest of them probably don't, but I think Vince...
UFC career is off to a real hot start right now with a knee injury and then a back injury.
Yep.
So I honestly don't think he's going to fight anywhere near his 7-fight contract in that company. So
He's going to get 2 fights then. He's going to get rocked the first one. Completely rocked. Like, 2 minutes, he's gone. And
well,
then...
Brock Lesnar lost his first fight, too. In a minute and 40
something. No, second.
Really? I thought it was the first.
He lost to Mir the first fight.
Yeah, his first actual UFC fight, but his first ever fight in Japan, he won.
Yeah, that's because whenever he came out, I remember, they're like, 1-0. I'm like, what? 1-0? And then learning the history that he did have 1 fight.
Keep in mind, too, though, and I think Rogan said this on his show, Lesnar was just a different animal. You know, he had a really good amateur wrestling background, and he's a beast, man. He really is a beast. Punk is not at that level, and he's got a lot of wrestling injuries. So, although I am excited to see him debut, I don't think he's doing 7 fights.
Lesnar actually talked about his career, obviously, in his book, where he basically said that he kind of wanted to join UFC, and then after going to one of the shows, he pretty much went to Dana White and said, I want to do this. Like, I think I can do it, and I'm not going to accept this, like, low-level shit. I either want to know if I can do it or not. So he started off basically learning he could pretty much do it, and then the sickness or whatever, the whole intestine thing, that's pretty much what killed his career.
Yeah, no, the diverticulitis definitely derailed his career. I mean, especially his last fight against Overeem when he took that kick to the stomach and he bent over the way he did. I'm like, yep, his career's done. So
yeah, I was at the Big Tens over the weekend, and there's this kid, Snyder, from Ohio State. He has won the Worlds. I don't know how the hell he won. He's the youngest kid to ever win the Worlds, and he's still wrestling in college. I think he's going to be something special. If he doesn't do something in, like, UFC, I could see him doing something in WWE.
And I also want to do a minor keep to the Chris Axel fucking chop, whatever the sound effect he made. And then they also going, yee, 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 whatever the fuck it was.
Yee, yee, yee.
That was awesome, man. I could almost see somebody on the internet splicing that and the fucking the scream by, what's his name, during the presidential race. He was a Vermont guy or whatever.
He was in Iowa. I can't think of
Oh, where he goes,
yeah! With that. And he put yee, yee with that. Like, that'd be fucking perfect.
I know who you're talking about. And I remember, we're going to go this. We're going to go this. Yeah. We're going to this.
New Hampshire, we're going to say, yay!
Howard Deese.
Yeah, you mix that and the chop, like, it'd be perfect.
Was that both yours?
Yeah, they're my keeps.
So that's on to me. I don't really have one this week, because I watched Raw on a huge fast forward. Because Monday night, I spent a lot of time, all night working on my rant of the Ghostbusters and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the franchise, which you can catch on the Trending Topics Network, the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And what's really supposed to be a part of an episode of Old School at the Movies just turned into its own episode. So definitely check that out. And then I watched freaking Raw last night, like I said, on a massive fast forward just so I could get a lot of that in. So I really, really have nothing unless I want to talk about my keep being Veda Scott being a mystery replacement, which is a last-minute replacement in a match that one of the participants got injured in or injured prior to. So they didn't really announce anything until the woman got in the ring and she was like, well, obviously I can't wrestle because her wrist or something, and her arm was in a sling, and she's like, well, but I did bring a replacement, and it's Veda Scott. And I was like the Brock Lesnar guy of, oh my God, it's Veda Scott, because I wasn't planning on seeing it. And we actually, that'd be getting into what's on, because AIW is kind of a what's on for me. That'll kind of how I was when she came out. But like on multiples of 20.
There you go.
I would say that's pretty much it. So we'll get into the next segment of What's On.
You forgot me.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think
that's
you forgot
just sexist.
Katie.
That's okay, save the best for
last.
I'll just go really quick on this one.
That's what Andy does.
Yeah, that's more Andy, no?
My improved
hey,
is...
I remember my opening I was going to use. I'll use it later.
Like an hour later.
I was just going to say, I love you guys so much. You know, I'm glad we got all those matching tattoos.
All right, Katie.
Okay, sorry.
My improved is I don't really know how to feel about this Brie and Lana feud. On one hand, I'm happy Lana's doing something, but is this really any better than her not being on TV with Brie?
The return of Dolph Lana.
Yeah, and why is she wearing the denim shit again?
Because Kelly Kapowski's back in the news.
the whole thing is a little weird. Like, I don't think they really set up anything beforehand other than last week on Raw.
Is it just me, or did Lana get upgrades in the chest area?
Right, push-up bra.
Yeah, I would think push-up bra. That kind of reminds me, since the only one that'll really get this story is old school. Because, well, maybe you carp too about Veda Scott. This is a true story, not this past event, but the event before. I was talking to her, and the main guy of security is a pretty funny dude. He actually has two little girls were there. And it's one of those instances of kids say the darnest thing. She runs up to Veda, like, gives her a hug real quick, and then she was like, my daddy said that you had, like, what did she say, like, breast surgery or something? Like, a boob job? Like, did you get a boob job? My dad thinks you got a boob job. And, like, we busted up laughing.
That's awesome.
That's really funny.
No, they did look bigger, but it looked like it was a push-up or something. I'll let you know when I can find out for sure. But she
cool.
said...
Yeah, well, I'll just go on another date and just go for it.
I have her phone number.
Hey, dude, anytime. Let me know.
All right, what else you got, Katie?
My keep is I want to keep the fact that I'm more interested in Ambrose and Triple H this Saturday than Reigns and Triple H at Mania. I mean, I know that Reigns has been out with his injury, but he was pretty much getting booed before then, so I'm looking forward to the match.
Why?
Because it's in Toronto.
I think the setup for this is a little more exciting than the Roman Reigns Triple H match, though.
I'm wondering if they'll do a network special title change. Like, that would catch a lot of people off guard. I know the likelihood of it is 0.0001%, but...
I literally had someone try to tell me, oh, you know what they could do, because I think I was trying to tell them that, you know, this is obviously just to help Dean look better and everything. We're still going to get the same matchup. I'm like, well, Ambrose could win, and we would still see Triple H versus Reigns at WrestleMania, but it wouldn't be for the title. And I'm like, Roman Reigns won a title match. So, no. Oh, what I was talking about was the storyline for Reigns and Triple H started Survivor Series. And this is the logical ending to happen at WrestleMania. So you would not switch out Dean Ambrose winning and then have a brother versus brother almost out of nowhere, not having a resolution. And that's when he was trying to say, well, we can still have that match at WrestleMania, just not for the title. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Reigns would be like, oh, he's not champion now? Well, fuck him. I want the title. So that just doesn't, at least in my view, that's not like good storytelling. That just like, you just chop off the end of it. It's like horrible. If that was a movie, people would bitch.
I see a Brock Lesnar running DQ.
No, not for a network special. No. Not where you got to pay him. I think it's more or less. If
he's
you
already
see anything,
paying, he's already there. He's going.
Oh yeah, yeah, he is. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this, but Andy's right. He's running.
I actually thought what it would be is like Triple H purposely gets himself disqualified, or the opposite. But I see it being Ambrose close to winning. Triple H causes himself disqualified and then just beats the shit out of Ambrose.
I think I'm more excited for Roadblock than I am WrestleMania.
Why?
It's kind of the Smarks WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, you have the matches that we were looking forward to. Triple H, Ambrose. For me, Lesnar, Wyatt. You have Enzo and Cass versus whatever, Dash and Dawson or whatever.
The Revival.
The Mechanics.
Dash and Dawson. Yeah, I like the Mechanics better. But there's a lot of good matches on the card. that I believe were supposed to be set up for Mania, or at least the Wyatt-Lesnar match.
See, like, a lot of people are saying this, and I know Kata was talking about this in group, and I agree with what he was saying. Like, there's still a lot of good stuff for Mania. And to be like, well, I'm more...
Oh, hands down, Mania looks really good. I was just saying, like, the Lesnar-Wyatt match, I know they were looking forward to having it at Mania, and then they didn't, and then...
I think they're having that just because they want to make sure people don't always go back to that Royal Rumble and say, what the fuck was this for? Because people do that all the time. Well,
that's what I was saying.
Like, for example, they didn't want another, why did the Nexus help bury the Undertaker? Because that is one of those questions that everybody has gone back to and like, why the fuck they do this? And I think WWE has tried to learn from that stuff. So they want to go, okay, end of this, it'll be here. Especially with those two, to a particular, with the Wyatt family and Lesnar. I swear with the Wyatts, though, and I've been saying it for I don't know how long, that like that face turn is coming. They keep teasing it. And I don't know if they're going to do the whole thing where they tease. Okay, take away the tease for a while, see what happens. Then tease, take it away for a while, see what happens. But that's two times this year so far where Triple H and Wyatt have been face-to-face, and the crowd's gotten nuts. And normally I figure they use that as a gauge of where they should do with things. I think the Wyatts will be faced by the end of the year. If not, there'd be a split between Bray and the rest of the family.
I was going to say it. Bray would be face and the rest of them still be heel.
I wouldn't mind seeing Bray versus Triple H somewhere later in the year, and you find out the rest of the Wyatt family has joined the Authority and decide to like bury Bray.
Be great. Harper comes out with like his dirty tee and a tie.
I'm one thinking like that. I'm thinking almost like a new version of the corporate ministry, but take out the ministry and put the rest of the Wyatt family members so that they don't have to dress.
They've kind of done that already, remember? I'm a team player.
Well, they only did that with one of them, and that didn't really, like, everybody for that didn't really last.
It was just for Survivor Series.
And to prove how valid all that information is, just remember who was the sole survivor and winner of that. Oh, they reminded you at Raw last night. Or this week.
Yeah, I thought of that right away since he was going against that elimination match. And he's pulled something big like that off before.
What else? Yay! But with the whole Roadblock thing, I think a lot of people are loving the Ambrose Triple H match, but I think it's because they think there's going to be a title change.
Well, I swear to God, I know it's going to happen, but if all I see on the fucking internet tweeting, hey, cancel the network, I'm not watching Mania, fuck. Fuck, I just literally want to drive to each one of their houses and fucking knock them in the head.
That's... Who are you, Jay and Silent Bob?
Fucking, I'll pay for it, man. I'll go through the phone book, find each one of those fucking tweeting little bastards who have zero fucking long-term game. Fucking, oh my God.
Did you say on Twitter on March 7th that you would blah, 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 and just start beating the kid down?
I can't wait till you find the one that is sitting there on the phone and he's like, hold up. Yeah. but yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of that, and I think what they're doing with Ambrose is the whole, they're building him for something past Mania, and people are just going to have to chill, because I think this match is going to help him look really good, but he can't win.
What I would try and do at Mania,
hold on, I should say he can't win the title. He can win, but he can't win the title.
Yeah, have him win by DQ. What I would try and do at Mania is the double turn, or at least turn Roman heel, and then have Ambrose go after him after Mania.
I seen a kind of like, it wasn't a promotional flyer, but like a little promotional thing for the Extreme Rules, and it had Reigns and Ambrose on it, but they weren't like a face to face thing. So I couldn't tell if they're supposed to be like, well, these are going to be two of the prominent guys, or these two are going to be in a match.
I mean, they have something with Roman. He's constantly, outside of a very rare crowd here and there, he's constantly being booed.
Yeah, and I think if Triple H loses, he's not going to... I don't think he's going to book a rematch. I hope not. Unless... Well,
that it all depends on what happens with Shane, because there's a rumor of the brand extension coming back.
Oh,
that's
the other thing with that match I want to see. I want to see championship match on last. I mean, that's a big controversial thing every year if it doesn't go on last. But I like to see the Undertaker match in its normal spot, second to last match or third to last match with some sort of filler match, probably the Divas six-man, or if they do the whole tag match idea, because I don't think it would be the Divas title match.
I thought it was an eight-woman tag.
Yeah, if they do that, that's what I meant. But I don't think that's been official yet.
Well, it could be like Roxy Cena won, and they went on last.
I'm really hoping Shane jumps off that Dallas Jumbotron through the cage, through the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, but he's got to get up there.
he'll buy a he's rich enough. He'll just buy a rocket pack and
They can bring out that thing that Paul Heyman used to get up the top of the cage.
Yeah, there you go.
What he should do is come out first in the match, and then let the Undertaker come out second. By the time he gets out there, you can be on top of that thing. Definitely. Undertaker's going to give you plenty of time because he walks like he's on an electric scooter. Yeah, electric scooter is faster.
That's Cowboy Stadium, too, so that's a good mile and a half walk at 0.5 miles per hour. So
I think the Undertaker comes out on a hoverboard.
Oh, God. I hate to say it, I could actually see that. But they have to put enough fog down there where you can't see it, so it just looks like he's rolling really fast and not walking.
Yeah, you could put enough fog, but you're also going to have to like pull out the LED lights that are in those things first as well.
They could definitely probably do that.
So. They could do that. You could just axe chop them out with my soundbite.
Play it.
All right, bastards. Yay! 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 Yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay! It was so good.
All right. Now we can go into what's on, correct? We've all went.
Wait, did Katie go?
Yep.
Did Andy go? No, we don't care. All right. Time for what's on. We will start with Bio.
Well, when it comes to television and movies, I've been sick for the last 3 days, so I haven't watched a whole lot. Watching my eyelids, that's a big thing. Last week, I ordered some pop figures. I got them in today. Or I got the final one in today. I ordered a glow-in-the-dark Harley Quinn. The glow-in-the-dark black suit Spider-Man, the Bella Twins. Today I got in the Joker Batman from Loot Crate.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I only spent $20 on it, and it's going for $50, so that's a move up.
Yeah, it's a steal. Where'd you find that?
Amazon. It was $20 plus like $5 or $6 shipping, so it ended up being $26, but I think it's still going for $50, so I was like, that's awesome. And I got a Boba Fett and the 1960s classic Joker as well. And I got my pro wrestling t-shirts in. I've got Bullet Club, the Young Bucks Suck It t-shirt, Blue World Order, and I ordered a mystery shirt where they just kind of pick a shirt for you. It's like $7. They ended up sending me a Broken Skull Ranch t-shirt. So.
Nice.
And then this week, we ended up getting new carpet laid out through the house, so I got to rearrange my room and set up my desk, which I think I've posted about it already. So that's it.
Does the carpet match to the drapes?
Actually, no, my drapes are like a gold and the carpet's brown. So.
We really need that. Those crickets, you can get them. Still working on it. Oh, you can get the curtains down. But you can't get the fucking...
Hey, man, I got priorities right now.
Chirp, 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 chirp. But yeah, for me, that's all I've really done. I watched NXT, standard wrestling stuff, but that's it. All
right, boy, don't forget her. Katie, the last.
Watched Raw. I'm actually going to watch the new Edging Christian stuff after this. I've been enjoying the last couple ones. They're fun. Other than that, just some stupid stuff on YouTube, and that's pretty much it.
You know what I started watching on YouTube? Cartoon Conspiracies. Anybody ever check that out?
Is that from Channel Frederator?
I think.
I'll watch their 107 facts every now and then, but I haven't seen their Cartoon Conspiracy.
I started watching it because I was on Instagram some point last week, and I think Jessica Havoc posted a picture of Sami Callihan, like, as he was watching one of those, and that's what she put as the caption, like, what his reaction was. And I was kind of like, what the fuck is this? So I, like, looked them up and I started watching. I was like, fuck, they have, like, almost 100 episodes, or they do have 100 episodes right now. So that's kind of cool watching some of those. Some I've heard of, like, Castro and Richie Rich are the same person or thing, whatever. That the Jetsons and the Flintstones are actually in the same time period. There's a couple other good ones.
Yeah, it's, like, split between the rich class and poor class.
Yeah, and that the Rugrats are all dead, and that's all, they're all figments of Angelica's imagination, which I was happy they popped that one, because I was like, that one always sounded dumb. Like, I get where they were going with it, but I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it was like Phil and Lil's mom had an abortion, and she couldn't understand it, and she didn't know what the gender was, so that's why there's Phil and Lil.
Yeah, but, I mean, that could have been a premise early on, too, but as stuff goes on, and they added Susie, like, she talks to all the babies, so that kind of throws that out. And Chucky talks it in the last minute. But anyway, I'll just continue on with what I've been watching. Well, I went out and bought some new pops. I bought, I'm sure I get all these right.
Did you even let Katie finish?
Oh, did I? My bad.
I was finished.
You gotta be a gentleman. You gotta let the lady finish first.
At least he remembered me this time.
Well, if that's what gentlemen do, then what do you do?
I usually let her finish twice and then go.
No, he just forgets to clean the house.
Oh, stop. Just come on. Where is she? Okay, she's not around.
How long is she getting her hair done? Jesus.
Oh, she's back. I had to bring all the shit in from the car already. That's what I... Don't you ever read the shit I put in the text?
No.
I just ignore it.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it.
I don't speak American. Sorry, man.
Okay, I bought some new pop figures. I bought the Civil War Captain America, the GameStop exclusive, the Fourth Doctor, the GameStop exclusive Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Batman from Batman vs. Superman, and a classic Captain America.
Don't the classic and the GameStop exclusive look kind of the same?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, the GameStop exclusive, he's like punching. Like, if it looks like anything, it looks like the Age of Ultron one that I have.
Oh.
But
I think the one I'm looking for from the Civil War set is Black Panther, and I haven't found him anywhere.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them still.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, he's in the trailer.
Yeah, but spoiler alert is Giant Man.
But, if they use the character.
Well, he's a pop, so. So I'm saying they have released the Giant Man figure for the 6-inch or the big ones.
6 inches are big ones? Great. Hey, honey!
Hold on, I got you.
That's awesome.
Anyway, went to AIW. That was a fun show. Rockstar Spud was there. Just a couple weeks ago on TV, he turned heel, and he carried it through this event. And he was the same heel. And I did enjoy that. He actually caused a guy to want to jump the... Actually, not want... He did. He jumped the barricade to fight him.
That's awesome.
Seriously. Oh my god, he was fucking hilarious. Like I said, Vader was there, and that was a huge, huge markout moment for me, because I wasn't expecting her to be there. We also, her and I talked about ROH, because I asked her how Vegas was. And then I was thinking, I'm like, I know you went to Vegas, but you weren't on the anniversary special, and she mentioned that TV tapings, that they did right after. So I was like, oh, cool, so I should be looking online for after event episodes, which I think would have been this past week. And I also did watch the 14th anniversary. That was very fun. A lot of great matches. I just wish Lethal would have lost the title because that's who I was meant to put. There's somebody I was thinking to put down for what you put on Facebook on the WrestleCast Facebook page, www.com or facebook.com/WrestleCast. Someone that I've never liked, Jay Lethal.
I liked him as Black Machismo.
I was like, if this would have been a year ago, I would have said Young Bucks, but I can't say that now. So I'm like, okay, couldn't think of anybody, because I'm like, everybody, it's either someone, either I like them, or I've liked them at some point. Nobody where I'm just like, I just never liked them, but Jay Lethal, that's it.
Lethal's promos, though, I have to give it to him. I just finished watching the 14th anniversary show, and he's actually gotten really better, I find, on the mic.
That little package that they did of all three of them, like cutting promos, that was kind of fun.
I found O'Reilly looked like a little kid, though. He looked uncomfortable. But yes. Cole and Lethal really brought it, I found, in that promo package.
I just kept watching Taylor Hendricks.
Of course you did. So that leads us... What else did I watch? I think it's... I'm trying to remember what I did this weekend. Yeah, didn't really watch much else. The really shitty Ghostbusters trailer, I know that's one thing I watched this week. You can get my thoughts on that on my rant. I could give you reviews for Deadpool and Dirty Grandpa, but you can hear those on... Oh, no, you can't. All right, old school.
That's pretty much it.
This is what happens to him when he has to pay the rent.
Yeah, exactly.
That almost sounds like your rant from last week, how you wanted to beat the shit out of a Subway.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, seriously. Okay, what's on ROH 14th anniversary show? The match with Omega, the Young Bucks against ACH, Okada, and fuck, I forgot the third guy. I'm trying to remember.
Seidel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the best matches I've seen in my life. It was just fucking off the cuff, man. That fucking crowd was getting so into it when Young Bucks, he did like the suck it three times and literally like 3,000 people in unison. Suck it, suck it, suck it. Oh my God. It was fucking market. It was just The match was on crack the entire time.
What show was that from?
14th anniversary show. It was
and all those belts they had on the floor, holy shit.
Yeah, just some of the spots, man, they all fucking turned it up a notch. It was just an absolute spot fest. It's like a Money in the Bank match times 50. It's fucking, these guys were on fucking, they were so on. It was one of the best matches I've ever seen. It was ridiculous.
Have you seen the new The Elite t-shirt with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I just saw The Elite Day.
There's that one. They did a parody of the New Day blue t-shirt, you know, with them riding the unicorn, except for it's Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, and I think they're riding either horse or moose or something.
What's the deal with the broom that he brought out?
Well, he's called the cleaner.
The cleaner.
Yeah.
That guy can fucking work, man. Yeah, just his flips, too. Just precise. Okada, too. Okada did this backflip, and he might have had, like, a couple of feet of room just before the fucking crowd. Like, if it was any other guy, he would have flew into the crowd or fucking killed himself. But Okada was spot fucking on when he did his backflip, man.
What's his normal finisher? Because he did that, like, clothesline thing to Moose.
Yeah, that... Oh, no, you're mixing up. No, Okada was in the sixth.
They all look the same.
Oh, here we go. With the ching chong ching fucking racist crap.
Okay, there.
No, I'm saying he's doing that. He's saying they all look alike.
Calm down, Charlie.
Calm down, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
When I was watching the 14th anniversary special, I realized one person in New Japan that has just an awesome fucking theme is Goto, the dude who went against Dalton Castle.
Yes. Castle, too, was really good. Yeah, because his matches with the last Rio Man, Silas Young or whatever, they were garbage, but he really stepped up his game, too, man. Except for the BJ Whitmer or whatever, that was garbage, but a lot of the matches were good.
I like Whitmer.
That's a fucking waste of my time. Just compared to the other guys on the card, I'm sure he'd be good in any other Fed, but with the matches like that six-man, fuck, it's like you can't even compare it.
I got a chance next month, and I'm hoping I can do it. Dalton Castle's going to have a match against Grado in West Virginia. I think it's right on the border of West Virginia and Ohio. And there's a bunch of other like good matches on the card, but I want to go because of that match. I've never seen Dalton Castle live, and he actually came from the Pittsburgh area. So even though I'm not in Pittsburgh, I'm close enough to where his name has come out this far. And I think he used to work Cleveland, but I don't think AW books him anymore.
He was originally in Chikara. He was smooth sailing.
Ashley Remington.
Yeah, Ashley Remington.
I saw when I went to Chikara, the one time that Chikara came here, and I brought my nephew. I saw him. And I'm like, this guy is ridiculous. He's all like a steamboat, like a boat captain. He's all like, oh, yes, good.
I mean, both gimmicks are super indie gimmicks, but who cares? Like, it fucking works. And the guy's mad over, too, so.
Carp, are we at you?
We are now. Saturday, I went to see IWS's annual big show, Unfucking Sanctioned. Got to see Rey Mysterio live in a fatal four-way for the IWS title. He obviously didn't win. It was him versus Jack Evans versus Speedball Mike Bailey versus this new guy, Black Dynamite, who's a really good up-and-coming wrestler. Hopefully he does a U.S. indie tour date soon so you guys get to see him. He kind of got like a MMA high-flying gimmick. It's hard to describe, but he's a really good wrestler. And then it was capped off by the Fans Bring the Weapons match. We had a local radio show guy, The Rockman, come out and start promoting it. And somebody, a fan, brought a kendo stick, which had period pads on it. And thumbtacks on the period pads for the Fans Bring the Weapons match. It was your typical light tube explosion, bamboo sticks to guys' heads. It's what IWS based its life on. Great show. Mr. Old School should have joined us, but he's scared that the wrestlers like come within 1,000 feet of him, that they're going to get him somehow. So.
Just because our friend had that traumatic experience where he got hit in the head with a fucking wooden stool.
Well, that's because he's in a wheelchair.
Right.
He couldn't get out of the way in time.
Yeah, but regardless, like, if we're packed into the middle of some fucking aisle, it's over. Like, there's no way.
Old school. You should wear, like, a neck brace there. So
I should. A fucking helmet. I just don't like – I get really annoyed. I don't like being part of the show. I like watching the show. I don't like being part of the show. And IWS is, like, every show I've been to, they always hop the guardrail and start fighting all over the arena. Every fucking main event – spills out to the fans. Just stay in your fucking ring or around the ring. I don't fuck off. I don't want to be near you. Fuck you, man. I don't like it.
And as per usual, Raw, Monday nights also with Gotham and Lucifer. I'm enjoying those shows. And then I started watching Not Safe with Nikki Glaser, which is hilarious. And because of this week's episode, I don't know if I ever want to sleep at a hotel again.
Aren't you supposed to be out looking for jobs?
Well, I had a job interview today, actually. So.
There you go. So suck it, Andy Anderson.
I mean, TV's on from 7 p.m. on, and job interviews are during the daytime, so.
I'm just being a shithead.
The real question is Tim Hortons hiring?
If Tim Hortons were to pay me the salary I want and give me Monday to Friday 9 to 5, I would totally work at one. Unfortunately, it's minimum wage, and I'd probably end up having to work graveyards plus weekends.
How many loons is minimum wage?
Loonies, by the way, loonies, idiot. Loonies.
Oh, my bad.
It's like when Dan the Cannon says poutini. What the fuck is poutini?
I don't know what a poutini. Oh, wait, maybe a poutini is a new type of puts in, which is like rigatoni. So it's poutini.
Poutini.
With rigatoni on top.
What is Tim Hortons? Whenever I hear it, I always think of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It's delicious.
It's like Dunkin' Donuts, but good.
Yeah.
Canadian Dunkin' Donuts, but good.
Like, we're doing what's called the Roll Up to Rim contest. We roll up the rim of the coffee, and you could win a car. So
that's here in America, too? Well, for the Tim Hortons.
For the, I think it's only in the eastern states that Tim Hortons is available.
Which... Yeah, fucking Nutella donuts, Reese's Pieces donuts.
You know, the caramel choco donut is ridiculously tasty.
I drive through an area now that has, like, Tim Horton billboards, and I'm like, motherfucker, I can't stop.
Didn't, like, Burger King or something go together or something?
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
No, it's here. It's Wendy's.
It's still real to us, damn it.
Does that mean you got a lot of gingers working in there now?
Oh, we have. I actually did come across the first Tim Hortons that I went to was a Wendy's Tim Hortons.
Yeah, there's a bunch like that here.
I thought it was really weird because it was like they were actually connected, but they had like two different entrances if you wanted to do that. And I'm like, what?
Oh, because the one I went to today, the Wendy's Tim Hortons, after my job interview, it was just the one entrance, but there's the Wendy's counter and then the Tim Hortons counter. So.
Oh, yeah.
We see a lot of Long John Silver's KFCs like that here.
See, here we have Taco Bell KFCs.
That's what we got as well.
There are truck stops that have Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut.
Well, it's all the same company, so.
Yeah, I fucking miss Taco Bell, man. I think they all closed, eh, Carp?
No. They're still in the West Island.
Oh, okay. We don't have, like, the thing is, our quality of meat is too good, so it tastes like doesn't taste as good.
Whenever yeah, I go to we the have States, a higher meat ranking that we have to that's use it. Than the grade D beef that America uses.
So whenever I go to New York, I get that grade D beef. It tastes so much better.
That's the weird thing.
You're trying
thing.
To say like, you like shit meat?
It tastes better. It's like fucking...
It's true. There's something about U.S. Taco Bell that's better than Canadian Taco Bell.
Maybe it's all the antibiotics they put in it or whatever. It tastes good.
I'll give you some U.S. meat, baby.
So.
Where are those crickets in?
He's actually holding a cricket up to the mic.
And I guess that's it for me this week. I'm looking forward to going to see the WWE house show on Friday, which I won tickets for through... our version of FYE, which is called HMV.
Yeah, and then we're going to watch the Saturday.
Roadblock at Mr. Old School's.
They closed the FYE that was here, as we said.
There's one by our mall, and then the one that I went to by the queue that I mentioned a couple weeks ago. That was so huge. I fucking loved it. I wish I lived that close to that FYE, because there's just so much shit there. They had a nice wall of the pop figures, and I was trying to go through them and see ones that I liked, but...
Oh, by the way, go ahead.
I was going to say for pops, I either go to Movie Stop or I'll go to Hot Topic.
By the way, my WrestleMania party, I am raffling off two pop figures.
Well, I can't make it.
Who are they?
Triple H and The Undertaker.
Well, I already have The Undertaker, so I'm not joining.
Well, you'd have to come drive up here. And
yeah, you'd have to come on up to Montreal, Quebec.
I live down in Georgia. That's a long fucking drive.
I think that's about a 22-and-a-half-hour drive.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, what are you, Idaho, potato boy there or whatever?
No, that's it. Am I invited?
Yeah, you can get your ass up here. You're invited.
I don't know if I'll make it this year, but I'm going to Canada.
I'm on hashtag the Quebec list.
The Quebec list.
Speaking of traveling, they announced WrestleMania is going to be in Orlando next year.
I figured that was going to be your best of the week. That's what I wasn't talking about.
That's pretty tempting for me. Cause
it's a cheap flight for us.
Yeah, we just drive down to Burlington and...
$300 flight for us.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, if y'all go, I'll start saving money and I'll book me a hotel and everything to go.
Yeah, we'll fucking go. I'm going with Carp. Do you want to go, fucker?
Should I be fully employed at the time? Yes.
Yeah, it'll be a fucking year. You got another year to find a job. Fuck
God, off. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to start saving money.
The quad should be healed by then. Come on.
Either that or he's going to suck dick. At some point, he's going to make some money.
No.
Yeah, I'm still holding out for Indie Mania, but that's just me.
India Mania? Yeah, Kali.
Nah, Indie Mania.
Apparently somebody beat the shit out of Kali in the ring.
It was kayfabe.
That was a work, yeah.
It was so funny, though.
Did everybody go?
Can I go?
Yeah.
Did you go?
I haven't gone. Can I go?
Well, I just...
I know I have to try and remember. I don't got all my shit written down. What the fuck did I... I don't remember. Well, I watched the Edge and Christian show. Watched all that stuff. I watched... there was a Daily Motion video I watched. It was called The Life and Death of Owen Hart, which was pretty decent. I've been watching old ER shows. Yeah. Actually, when you search for it, you have to search for emergency room. Otherwise, I couldn't find ER. And there was one other thing. Oh, and then I've been watching the O.J. Simpson show.
Spoiler alert, he's not guilty.
Son of a bitch.
Spoiler alert, they found the knife recently. Spoiler alert, that might not be real.
Spoiler alert, that trial's been over for a long time if you didn't know the end results.
You know, bio was.
If he's not guilty, then why is he in jail, huh? Tell me that, fucker.
Because a murder charge can go through life, whereas in the U.S., any other thing usually is like 7 years.
No,
he's in jail for theft or grand theft larceny or something
that. He's in for holding. That's the thing, when the news came out. The news came out that they, quote, found the knife and all this kind of stuff. I was like, well, he's in... I had someone on Facebook be like, oh, he got away with this, and now he... Like, all this stuff. I'm like, well, he's in jail now, so...
I forgot the way our system is set up is, like, if he went to court and they said he was not guilty, and then they find it later, they can't do anything about it because he's already found not guilty with that charge.
Double jeopardy. Well, I mean, maybe they can finally hunt down the real killer.
Yeah, I think I like that better than crickets.
All right. God, it's been a long segment. Last two segments. Did everybody go? You good? Besides Andy?
Yep.
Zanny got more?
Yep.
I'm done. You want me to keep talking?
No, normally you're like, well, I was watching this one thing on the network, and I noticed that if you look really closely, that...
I've stopped doing all that because all you do is give me shit.
It goes on forever. And now we got... If Old School and Carp join us every week, fuck. All right.
Well, I start softball in May, so I'm. That's it for me.
Do you have any emails besides Andy's?
It's just double A's.
Oh, hopefully they list off about 80 Asian names.
No, double A is the one that wrote it because he wasn't going to be on the show.
Okay. Can you read it, Andy? Is it not up yet?
I already basically did it already. That was not on there was my... I picked the show who I thought was going to win the matches for this upcoming Roadblock.
Yeah, we don't do picks.
Well, I said, fuck you. I was going to pick him anyway since I had...
I know. Eaten. I mean, that's why we haven't talked about it. Do you want to read a bio or is it just pretty much a wash?
I'd have to learn a different language to read it.
It wasn't that bad.
Fuck. You know what? Send it to me. I'll see if I can speak American.
Put it in the chat.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
Is it really that bad?
I'll read it in the Mountie voice so it makes more sense.
No, don't read it.
Speaking of the chat, I put that shirt in the chat, by the way.
Yeah, I saw it. It was cool. Hey, did you guys ever get your Blizzard?
Yeah, it was only like
it wasn't
a couple
as bad
inches.
As they thought
yeah,
it was
actually about a third of what it was supposed to be. It was like 2 inches or something.
We've generally, compared to last winter, we've had a fucking spectacular winter. So last winter, we had a week of negative 40, which
yeah, we had like a week of
pretty
negative
deep minus in the U.S.
I was actually happy this past weekend. I was able to go to one of our local drive-in restaurants that we have. And it's some people have it around them, too, but I don't know if it's all drive-in, but A&W. And it, like some of the A&Ws around here are actually just like these old franchises that have been around for like 40, 50 years. So that one, because a lot of them closed during the winter. So it opened back up some point last week, and oh, that was so good. So
yeah, we were walking. Like, oh, I forgot to mention on what's on. I went to the Big Ten.
No one cares. No, it's over.
Anyway, I had to put up with my dad. Do you think my jokes are bad? You should fucking hear his. One of his was, why do geese, or when geese flies in a V, why is one side longer than the other?
Why?
Because there's more geese in one side. That's his fucking joke.
All right, emails in the chat.
Here we go.
No, don't. Oh, come on. What did I do?
This comes from Handy Henderson. Okay, my improved for the week would be the Ryback segment with Kalisto. It started out like we were going to get a match between Ryback and Kalisto for the United States Championship, which I would actually like to see. But we got a tweener kind of Ryback that kept talking and talking and talking. Ryback, quit talking and just be animal that takes people out. My toss is Shane doing any action in the ring besides holding off on it would have been better than showing those weak-ass punches. Shane, come on. Those are jabronis going into the ring. Dot, 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 dot. Hit the poor bastards. Roadblock picks.
You don't have to read the dots.
Roadblock picks. F you guys. I'm giving them anyway. Give me Dean with a DQ win. Open quotation. I can see Brock Lesnar coming in and taking out Dean, robbing him of the WWE. Heavyweight opportunity like Dean supposedly did not. Hey, do you ever put a comma in the sentence ever? Did not the Beast incarnate increasing the feud between the two? I want Henzo and Cass to win, but I see them losing. Dot, 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 dot. But since there was an NXT title change the last time, it was Defends on a WWE special event, it make me wonder, dot, 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 dot. Nah, I will stay with Enzo and Cass losing, dot, 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 dot. Fuck it, dot, 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 dot. Give it to them, dot, 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 dot. Let the poor bastards win. Caps Lock, how ya doing? Give me Bray losing. And maybe a New Day lose, setting up a no lawn versus lawn at Mania. But not really sure. Later. A-dubs. Dot.
And I said, P.S. Kitty, or how does Kitty's ass spell?
Yeah, I forgot to leave that one out. But
and then something about mommy can go fuck a moose or something like that. I can't remember.
There wasn't in it.
All right. I guess that gets us to best of the week. And for me, best of the week is receiving my Bullet Club shirt last week. Seriously, that's my best of the week. It's awesome. Bye, Al.
I have two, receiving my shirts, my Bullet Club and my Blue World Order shirt, and finding out WrestleMania is going to be in Orlando next year, because I'm only like 6 hours away, so I'm going to try to end up going. And Kat is talking about flying to the U.S.
Well, if all else fails, start swimming.
That's a long swim.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Oh, and RMH said if Kat comes, he might go too.
Still holding out for any mania.
Well, it's the closest one that they have to me.
Yeah,
so
makes sense for you. And I heard why they're doing it, quote unquote, is because they're going to open up the Hall of Fame and restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Next year.
Yeah.
Right before Mania. So if I can, I'll go and I'll do like I want to do the whole thing.
And then on a Spanish announce table, they were like, "Well, I don't think they can do it in a year. If they couldn't, then they'd probably do the groundbreaking ceremony, but I have a weird feeling that they wanted to do Minnesota, and then they figured, well, if we can do it in Orlando, that we can, you know, have this all encompass one particular event, so that they'll probably aim to have it ready by next year, and then WrestleMania.
They plan on having it open WrestleMania week.
Yeah, which makes sense, because they'll get a lot of foot traffic. And
I think it's just funny that I believe it's in Universal Studios, and that's where TNA tapes.
And they were talking on the Spanish announce table that, you know, they're going to have to attract all these people to get merch or memorabilia. WWE has a warehouse full of memorabilia. If you've ever watched the one YouTube show that they had briefly, I love that. They have so much shit. Like, it's ridiculous.
They still have the original SmackDown fist.
Yes.
Which takes up like half of the warehouse.
It's going to be so good.
Fucking going then, man? If we're going to go, we're from fucking Mooseville and you're not going to go?
Mooseville. As of right now, I'm going to still hold out for it. We'll see how the year pans out.
Fuck you. Just go. Just do it.
I'll have to get my wife drunk.
Well, tickets won't go on sale until August, September, so he's still got some time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
I'll have to get my
wife.
So I can go.
Does anybody know if this WrestleMania is sold out?
Sold out.
I don't think it is yet.
Is it boot in a boot?
I don't think it is sold out. But I think they should sell it out at the end. Closer to the end, because I think there's a lot of people that throw their money in at the end.
And yeah, you'll get walk-ups. You'll get walk-ups for that.
I don't say walk-ups. It's just people, like, within the last, like, weekend, like, they order it. Like, the weekend before. I know people who are, like, they order their tickets last minute all the time, and they've gone for the past, like, 5-6 years. Worst-case scenario, they will give out tickets.
Because I know for when I went for WrestleMania 18, we had to go through a connection to even get pre-sale, and then we were still, like, the pre-sale, the floor was sold out before we even had a chance, and we were two rows off the floor at the Sky Dome, which is still really fucking far away. So.
Sold out.
Was that Rock Hogan match awesome?
Yes. Seeing that live, my brain just couldn't comprehend what was going on, and I'm pretty sure if I was able to have seizures, I would have had one. So.
You're probably capable, but...
And then, like, distance, the stunner that Razor took looked ridiculous, so...
I mainly want to go for the experience, so, since I've never been to one.
You figure Taker's going to be, he's going to be at the Hall of Fame that year, too, so...
Yeah, I want to do the whole thing, Hall of Fame, Mania, Raw after Mania thing.
I should do a holdout. I'm not going to go to WrestleMania until Owen goes into the Hall of Fame.
Well, you're going to be waiting a while.
Kevin Owen or Owen Hart?
Yeah, Kevin Owens.
Your better bet is waiting for Kevin Owens before Owen Hart.
That or Martha fucking Croaks there? That's the only chance.
You know, in the video I was watching, she's kind of hot.
Okay, you're also watching footage from a long time ago.
1999, yeah.
Yeah.
You should bang her and then try to get her to release the Owen Hart stuff.
Because if
I would have banged her, she'd, like, hold out longer.
If I'm correct, it's the people who made that, the same one who made the Wrestling in Shadows.
It seemed like it could be, yeah.
Because I think at one point you could buy the DVD and, like, that came with it.
Well, it seemed like a lot of the...
which I need to find that on DVD.
A lot of the video that they used in the one, they used in the other.
If you have trouble getting Wrestling in Shadows, let me know, because it was released. I think it's a Canadian documentary, so we can get it pretty easy.
Yeah. There was a brief period of time where you could find... That bitch was, like, for free online. Like, literally, like, I remember Brett promoted it. He was like, here, go watch it. Here's the link. And then it was on Netflix for a while, too, streaming.
There was a documentary channel, and then it played it all the frickin' time.
Between that and Beyond the Mat, those are two, like, great wrestling documentaries.
I can get it for you for 20 Canadian, which is probably around...
$2.
Yeah, about $3.
Probably get it for a thing of Timbits.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, where are we? Best of the week. Okay, fine, Andy.
Best of the week. A new Kevin Owens shirt seems to be coming out, and he's going to have to spend more money. It actually looks pretty cool. It's got, like, duct tape over the bowl.
I have a feeling that's going to be a WrestleMania exclusive shirt, and then they'll sell the ones later. Like the kind of like the Paul Heyman guy, the Extreme ECW Paul Heyman guy shirt that they had at one point.
That looks cool.
I'll still buy it, but I'm still, like, three shirts behind. And I still want that hoodie really bad. But I keep spending my money on other shit. Like, next week, or I should say this coming week, I'm going to a charity wrestling show that is up for pretty much for kind of like heroin addicts. Just the guy that was found named after died of a heroin overdose, and like his family created this wrestling tournament every year, and this is the fifth year they're doing it. I paid, I think front row is like $30, but you actually get a shirt with it too, so it's like, that's not too bad. And then there's I think there is food there too, so that adds to it too, and it's not, you don't have to pay for it because it's all part of your donation. So I'm really looking forward to that. There's a lot of people there that from the local scene that I really like, so it's going to be all for a good cause. So yeah, and I'm actually going to bring my girlfriend too.
Cool.
Best of the week, old school.
Apart from that, I would say Chicago crowd and the fucking Kenny Omega match, that six man tag. The my favorite moment, I literally started dying of laughter, was when the crowd in unison with fucking Matt Jackson said, "Suck it, suck it, suck it." I'm like, that was best match ever.
Katie.
The return of Sami Zayn to face Kevin Owens again. I'm excited for it. I just hope he doesn't flail his arms again and doesn't throw out his shoulder.
He doesn't pull a Randy Orton. Punch the mat.
Doesn't pull a carp and pull his thumb out of socket.
But tear his quad sliding in the second.
Get his car stolen.
I swear to God, at any point, if I actually tear my quad, I'm going to punch you in your face so fucking
hard.
Yeah,
try to run after me at that point. I'll be able to get away. Even I can get away from you if you tear a quad.
Can't get away from my car, though.
No, well, it'll get stolen anyways. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Carp.
Best of the week, Saturday's unfucking sanctioned by IWS was good. Having a job interview today was nice. The only sad part was I shaved off my 3-month beard, which was looking pretty spectacular. And trying Guinness American Lager was pretty shit as well.
I've seen that.
It's bad.
I have some beer that I just bought recently that most of it's local. I've been trying it bit by bit because I finally found a place where you can, or a good place where you can do a mix and match 6-pack. Like, I know there's a couple places that have it, but I don't think it's as good. And this is a better one, and I haven't tried many. Though I'm really happy. My girlfriend doesn't like beer, but I had her try the Not Your Dad's Root Beer, and she loved that.
Give her some Benadryl.
See how she likes a shandy or a cider.
I think what was one of the next. I want to have her try Sam Adams Cherry Wheat because I don't think, in my opinion, that doesn't have a beer taste to it. And I think that's actually one of my favorite beers. I haven't had one in a while, and I've actually been craving it for a couple weeks now.
That sounds really fucking good. Carp, do we have that?
The only Sam Adams we get is the Boston Lager because import laws here still suck, where they're getting a lot better in the States. So hopefully, well, then again, we're in a backward society, so we're probably going to ship stuff out of Quebec.
A question for you. I'm headed to New York tomorrow. Can I bring back beer? Is that allowed?
48 hours minimum.
Fuck!
I mean, you can bring it back, but you're going to pay out the asshole for the import fees.
Yeah, forget it.
Whatever happened to NAFTA? Free trade. What the fuck?
I think
there's certain exceptions. There's certain exceptions. Like, if it's groceries, no problem. They don't. There's no duty. But if there's anything
groceries.
That's alcohol. Alcohol and tobacco are taxed differently.
The issue with alcohol is that it's still under an old draconian prohibition law that still hasn't been stricken from the books.
But yeah, anything else made in the States, there's no tax. But unfortunately, everything's fucking made in China. So if you try to bring back electronics or whatever, then you got to pay.
Unfortunately, like even where I live, the province over, or well, to you guys, state over, until last year, I wasn't legally allowed to bring beer back from that other province. That's how old and backwards our attempt at being a country is in Quebec.
Just stupid red tape. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Quebec thing? Is that the deal?
Well it's a Canada-wide thing, but it's slowly getting better. Like, I don't think you're allowed to bring booze back from Mexico in under 48 hours if you were to bring anything back.
So can you guys still have slaves in Quebec?
Well, yeah, we are. We're the Anglophones, so.
They don't get what the fuck you're saying. So
the English are the slaves here.
Again, yeah. I got it. Yeah. Proximity promo, buddy.
What would it be?
Just move on.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that's everybody. Katie, you went, right?
Take that as a yes.
Yeah, I think she mentioned Sami Zayn as being her best.
I know, I was being sarcastic. And,
Might as well wrap this show up. And any last minute thoughts, final plugs, whatever, old school.
All Beer Inside, found on brandnewtrendingtopicsnetwork.com. Old School at the Movies, new episode coming this weekend. Found on the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com. And big news about a possible merger. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Are we buying WCW?
TNA and WWE?
If WCW stood for DSJNP, we might be buying WCW. That's all I'm going to say.
Spoiler alert.
Yee.
Carp.
Hey, when's All Beer Inside 5 coming out? What the fuck's holding that up?
It's already out, dumbass.
It's been out for a week now. So at All Beer Inside Episode 5, which I edited, so let me know thoughts about that. As well, we did a what was called a harem draft and a zombie apocalypse team draft. So follow at All Beer Inside and tweet us your harems and your zombie apocalypse teams. Listen to the podcast for the rules, and you can't draft anybody that we have. As well, I already mentioned, follow me at Killer Carpe Diem, and as always, StateWars.com, blah, 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 new members, come play games. I'll be sending out DVDs. Mop even mentioned that he won one last year.
Bio.
I don't have long accolades like them, but you can follow me on Twitter at Biohazard_FTV, and you can check out my band. We have two songs on Facebook, facebook.com/followthevultures.
Katie.
You could follow me at Katie First Lady, which is pretty much the only place I do talk. But that being said, I'm going to jump off because I have to sleep and I have to work and I'm tired. So, bye.
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 Yeah, you're not the only one. Katie, Andy. I mean, Andy.
I'm just thankful that I'm always able to come back on the show, even though I suck, and I'm eating potatoes in Iowa. WA_WIR on Twitter. You need to, you know what sound bite you do need is the sound bite of Forrest Gump when he's a little kid and he's making that sound. That's a good one.
See what I can do.
And then, of course, find me at Heavyset330. Find the show at Razzlecast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Razzlecast. And email us, razzlecast@gmail.com. And check out all the great shows on DSJNP and the Trending Topics Network, like 10 to 1, Squabble Box, European Uppercunts, and many more. So that'll do it for us, and we'll catch everybody next week.